and by Poetry Magazine, for over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org. And here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday, the 22nd of December, 2007. It's the birthday of Puccini, Giacomo Puccini, born in Lucca in Tuscany, Italy, 1858. Wrote four great operas thought to be the last in the great Italian tradition, love stories focusing on a female lead, all end tragically, La Bohème in 1896, Tosca in 1900, Madame Butterfly in 1904, and Turandot, which was left incomplete at Puccini's death in 1924. It's the birthday of Thomas Higginson, born in Cambridge, Mass. In 1823, whom we know today as the man whom Emily Dickinson wrote to in the spring of 1862. She sent him four of her poems, asking his opinion. He read the poems. He didn't know what to make of them. And then after Emily Dickinson died, he helped to edit, in fact, rewrite many of her verses so they would, he thought, be more acceptable to readers. Scholars later spent years undoing Mr. Higginson's editing. It's the birthday of the poet Kenneth Rexroth, born South Bend, Indiana, in 1905. Left Chicago, settled in San Francisco, published more than 50 books of poetry. Kenneth Rexroth, who said, "Man thrives where angels would die of ecstasy and where pigs would die of disgust." It's the birthday of Charles Stuart Calverley, born in Martley in Worcestershire, England, in 1831, who was a gifted musician, an athlete, an orator. He took the Oxford Prize in Latin verse, then went to Cambridge and took the prize in Latin there too. His future was bright. He was studying for a career in law. But he went skating, and he fell, and he suffered a terrible head injury and spent the rest of his life as an invalid, writing some verse and some parodies of verse by others. It's the birthday of Edwin Arlington Robinson, born in Headtide, Maine, 1869. He was writing poetry unsuccessfully on the brink of starvation until one day Kermit Roosevelt, the son of the president, read Robinson's poems, gave them to his father, Theodore, who gave Robinson a cushy job in a customs house. All Robinson had to do was show up, read the morning paper, and leave it on his chair to prove he'd been there. He won the Pulitzer Prize for Poetry in 1922, the first year that it was awarded. Here's a poem for today by David Budbill, "Driving Home at Night." Midnight, outside the car, it is 15 below, a foot of new snow. The village is deserted, dark, except for 8 street lamps and the light in the window at Jerry's garage that says beer. The smell of wood smoke seeps into the car. Jude Vine, ugliest town in northern Vermont, except maybe East Jude Vine. Disheveled, wretched Jude Vine, my town, is beautiful in the night. It is beautiful because its couple hundred souls have given up their fears, their poverty, and worry. For a few hours now, they know only the oblivion of sleep, and the town lies quiet in their ease. Driving Home at Night, a poem by David Budbill, used here by permission of the poet on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can read thousands of classic and contemporary poems online at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Ella Shovanek and engineered by Leszek Wojcik. Be well, do good work. and keep in touch.